This is CliffCentral.com.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good. We were hoping for a different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for. Your numbers are lucky, though, am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
There we go. We start the show with that.
The show
answer.
That is all.
That's
wait, wait.
Not the answer that we're looking
that's
for.
Fine. Go.
Right.
Go.
That's fine. Go. That's fine. Go.
The Just Now Comedy Podcast. The show that is things all comedy. No, I lied. I'm not supposed to read this
just
early in the
take
morning.
A breath. You can do this.
I'm okay. Cool. The Just Now Comedy Podcast.
I just want
the show
to
that is all things stand-up comedy, locally and internationally, hosted by Dangerous Dave. Brandon Mackay is here to keep us safe. And my name is Eric Janssen. Dave!
Okay, Sam. Cool. Here we go.
Good morning.
I'm not so dangerous, Dave.
Dangerous.
How dangerous am I?
Not at all.
Are you Eric Janssen?
I'm well, thank you.
Why don't you have a nickname?
I'm well, thank you.
Eric Pink Pants Janssen.
No, that's once
Panther.
Every... No, guys, come on.
What's his name? The guy from the socks? The guy who says the Cell C socks.
Oh, the Cell C socks.
What's his name?
Ashwin.
Ashwin. You'd be Eric Pink Panther.
I don't even know why I'm here.
Why?
This
why
is strange.
Do you come here?
Give me a dope ass nickname. People on the WhatsApp line 079-748-2090.
Yeah, well, let's go. Done.
Let's do this.
Let's give Eric
radio
nickname.
Brains.
He was.
Yes.
That'll okay, be dope.
So people on the WhatsApp line, say it again.
079-748-2090. That's the WhatsApp line. WhatsApp us. Find a cool nickname for Eric.
Do
winner
it.
Gets nothing.
Yeah.
But my respect, of course. My respect.
No, the winner gets a date
and love,
with you, Eric.
And I'll tweet
the
you
winner gets
like
a date.
Every day. No,
the winner
no,
gets a date
of
with you.
Dates,
you know what's,
all
what's
but I have to vet the date.
I drink water.
Okay,
yeah.
And Eric, who's the other voice on our
the
podcast?
Other voice this morning we have is a guest who has been here before, but she was so awesome we decided to bring her back again.
That's
Gilly Apter.
That's not the reason.
Gilly, no, you fuck.
I thought it was because no one else was coming.
Yeah, I also thought everyone else was going.
That's what I thought.
Sorry,
well.
Eric, are you running a side show on the side there? So, Gilly, you have been on the podcast before when it was guest comedy. Am I right?
Oh yes, I don't
yes.
pay attention
to the
name.
To remind you.
No, I don't pay attention to the name.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't need when you're throwing a dog out the window. You don't need to know its Latin name. There was only
it's
going to
be a long hour.
You know, I was
it's only 57 minutes. Gareth Charles 5 minutes of our time saying goodbye to his guests. Then we only really get 54 minutes.
I think I know why he does that.
Yeah, well, thank God he does that. Jeepers.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hello,
how are you?
Gilly Apter.
My God.
We did a gig recently at the Foreign House with Mohammed from Samoka.
We did.
Was that cool?
Yeah, it was okay.
The
was
guy,
okay.
You know that the sound guy said, I thought he used a word for girlfriend, vernac word for girlfriend. I don't know.
It often happens when I'm at a gig and I walk in with one of the guys that if there's somebody there who doesn't know who I am, people assume I'm someone's girlfriend.
So the sound guys all think you're with a different guy every time.
Basically, yeah.
Until you walk on stage.
Until I walk on stage and then they have this look in their eye.
That happened at
Fine like Us. They just, because I look at, often as I walk on stage, I look at the DJ, you know, or the sound guy, because he's there. So I look at him and I smile, and I can just, the guy just looks at me with these eyes like I've just paralyzed him. And I never understand why, and now I
And how long have you been, how long are you doing the comedy thing?
Since the end of 2015.
I don't know
September
when that is. When is the end of a year? November-ish?
September. From officially from the end of August. Don't you know that? Everybody knows that.
Know. So once August arrives, you're like, well, the year's over.
No, it's coming to an end.
Yeah, it's coming to
like
an end.
Like, I'm 47 now. I'm 48 in December, but I'm 47 right up till that hour that I turn 48.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to.
That's yours.
Yes.
And no one can tell
I'm
you otherwise.
Owning it.
Own it.
Okay, but we don't want to talk about that because we obviously covered that in the first podcast.
Should we not talk about you being 47?
No.
Sorry. Okay, no. Oh, sorry. Oh,
someone heard.
Oh, keep us sane.
Oh,
keep us sane.
Oh,
keep
no,
us sane.
I'm just going to keep quiet.
No. Keep us sane. Don't keep quiet. Dave, you said there was news this morning. What happened?
You know what happened?
Let's hear.
Here's what happened in the news. There's a PR company called Bell Pottinger. Mm. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
Gilly, you're, this is why we got you on the show.
No.
You're the brains today.
No.
You're the brains of the operation.
I like to avoid anything important if I can.
Brandon's the looks.
Well, that's what we're now reaching. Huh?
Eric's.
Yeah. Ladies and gents, tell me what my role is on the podcast. 079-748-2090.
A funyan is like a bunion that grows on your foot, but it's funny.
I said funny, Eric. I didn't say funyan.
I heard you say funny.
Gilly, you the brains of the show?
Bell
Pottinger. What is it? Do you know anything about it?
Something with the Guptas and a PR firm that was made to try and squash this whole thing. Am I right?
Well, Something with the Guptas Twitter. Is basically Twitter. The name of South Africa
I feel
now.
Like I'm playing a quiz show and I don't
something
know.
Something with the Guptas is the renaming of South Africa. And what's that country in the
they
south?
They wanted to rename South Africa just somewhere.
Just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Africish.
Okay, so the
South
Africa
life.
Admitted now, which is so weird. Every time you see a story and they deny it, if someone denies a story in any sort of official government-y thing, it's real. So they said, no, we didn't hire these people as a PR company to spray rumors and to spread sort of racial tension amongst people. So they'd make up a story that this guy said this and that, and then that was paid for by the Guptas. So they would say, make people unstable in terms of their racial thinking. So if it was, it would always go towards that side. Because if you are going to be racist, you have the choice to go, not today, Satan. You know, you can do that. That's a generation of people that have to try and work on their stuff. And they were playing into their hands. Now they've admitted it. People died. Do you know what I mean? There were riots, there were service delivery things, there were things that happened.
Why did they admit it?
Do you know, that's nice. That's a typical chick. I didn't do it.
Ted, you've got so many problems in everything you say.
They were under pressure, maybe. I don't know. Some heads were going to roll. Someone's going to get fired. Someone's taking the blame.
Like, I would have gone all the way with that lie. You know what I mean?
So what?
Yeah, don't just lie halfway.
All the way.
Do it.
Go all the way.
Own it.
Okay.
I'm a terrible liar, so I wouldn't have been able to achieve it in the first place. But I'm just saying, if you're going to do something, do it well.
Yes. Exactly.
Amen.
Hey,
I agree.
That's what Eric's on the show for, to agree with you.
Yeah.
Agreeable Eric.
Wow, now.
There's one.
Jeez.
Terrible nickname.
Agreeable Eric.
Eric agrees with everything except
Eric and I
sense.
Mostly agree with each other.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's
can I disagree with that?
There's no disagreement.
You can,
man.
If you want.
Speak sense. Like, okay. it's
But Eric also speaks sense, but, yeah. You know.
Like, from a very young point of view. Yeah, yeah.
That's you, the voice of the youth.
Yeah.
V-O-Y.
Okay, he's a youth.
A youth, yeah. I'm part
that's
of
what
youth,
you are.
Man.
That's what it is.
Youth. I'm
that's
youth. What,
the foolishness and the brashness of youth.
Yeah, man. Part
confidence
of youth.
When did you start your comedy vibes?
2014.
Oh, he's got a year on you.
Yeah, 2014.
Gilly Apter.
How old were you when you started?
18.
OMG.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What
did you know?
You
what
talk
you wanted
about?
To do exactly?
Nothing.
Pubes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know, man. Like I talk about everything. I just have no filter.
He put a clip on today about someone who got a dirty 20 rand note. What is that?
Dirty
20 rand. No, that was yesterday. That was yesterday.
Was that on Instagram?
Yeah. That was yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, talk us through that because we see these Instagrams and then Brandon and I go, can we put this on the show? We're like, hell yes.
You can if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you talking about, Eric?
No, I was standing in the queue. I went to go buy biltong and stuff because it was after gym and I was hungry. And then I was standing in the queue and this lady paid for whatever the fuck she bought and then she walked away.
Only fruit and vegetables.
But no, but as she was walking away she turned around and she came back.
Was it low jar bread?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, it was a loaf of something and then eggs,
Boxburg.
And something else. Anyway, so she walks away from the counter.
High GI bread.
Just GI bread.
Yeah.
So she walks away from the counter. She stops. She turns around. She comes back to the cashier. I'm already halfway there. So now I'm just like, okay, shit, let me just stand here and not look awkward walking back. So she comes back to the cashier and she's like, excuse me, this note is dirty. I can't give this to anybody. Really? Are you guys going to give me this note? I need an exchange, please. And the cashier looks at her.
That's amazing.
It's money, lady.
And this lady, okay, cool. She calls the manager. The manager comes over. He's like, yes, ma'am, what's the problem? What can I help you?
The manager.
She says the manager.
You know they don't send the real manager for the first offense, eh? They send the dude.
I need a different 10 rand, please. And the manager also just looked at her.
20.
And I was like, okay, cool. Open the register, gave her a different 10 bucks. And then she bounced.
Please take your clean 10 rand and go away.
That's one of... You're allowed to do that. I think you're allowed. If it comes from... Because I've seen the money come out of the bra.
All money is filthy, filthy,
money is
filthy.
Dirty.
That's what Brandon said.
I said there's no such thing as clean.
But then there's a lady called Susie Orman or something who said, don't tell your children that money is dirty. Obviously, it's a cleanly hygiene thing, money itself.
Yes, money
but
itself.
Don't say to your children that money is dirty because then
they have an association.
That money is dirty. So...
Yeah, so that happened yesterday. But then if you look at it, money is actually really dirty, especially in the States.
That's
why
I don't keep it.
They say that there's a 0.7% of cocaine traces on all dollar bills.
That's not the bad percentage. The higher percentage is fecal matter.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is now I've got this thing where I've started to get paid at gigs.
Yeah.
And the handshake.
Oh, that, I don't that handshake. That.
So now I have to contend with filthy money and I'm touching a dude's hand. It's like the filthiest combination of things on earth.
That's why when I paid you, I wrapped the money around my dick.
I feel like a cleaner.
Yeah.
No.
Somehow.
Also, the 100 rand,
no.
You couldn't see
actually,
that because
no.
it covered the whole... The 10 rand covered... You couldn't see. the tip.
You did like the popcorn trick, but with
the
money.
The popcorn trick with money. And it was only 10 rand.
Dick. Yeah. I thought it was a rhino.
I thought it was your thumb.
I thought it was a rhino horn. Sorry.
Yes,
actually, my dad is...
My lighter, my zipper. I don't know. Funny.
And I'm circumcised.
You didn't
notice.
Now we know. So I said I had a news story as well that I wanted to share.
Oh yeah, sorry. This is part of news.
This is the news.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a news show?
I don't know. It's not a news.
I'm sorry. It wasn't immediately obvious to me.
Why do comedian promoters do that weird hand? We know we're getting paid.
I like it. It's so cool. I think it's so cool. Yeah.
Do you count the money straight away?
It's like
I put it in my pocket and then I wonder.
You count it in front of the guy. Like, how much am I getting tonight?
No, that's... I feel like that's
okay,
disrespectful.
Okay, watch this. It's only 10
So the other night, I didn't actually know... Because I firstly, like, I'm so used to being an open spot that it doesn't even occur to me that I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
So then I get money and I'm like, oh... And then I get the money, then I put it in my pocket.
Better be good.
No, but at least it's afterwards, so there's less pressure. And then I put the money in my pocket the other night and I went to my car. And I quickly forgot about it. But then I was in the parking lot and I was like, hey, how much money's in my pocket? But I was scared in the parking lot because there was nobody there. So I rushed to my car, locked the doors. And then the parking lot was scary. Like, there wasn't anyone in the parking lot. So I
can't
quickly,
be scary if there's no one there.
No, exactly. It's a rapey parking lot. That's exactly what that is. So I got in my car and I quickly drove away. But I was in Pretoria driving to Joburg. So the whole way back, I was like, no, wondering what was in my pocket.
As a Jewish person, that's what Christmas feels like for Christians.
Wow. Dave.
That's what it's like for us.
Dave, you're never going to be an honorary Jew with that attitude.
Come on, I can be.
You can't.
Someone said you and I should get together so that I get the Jewishness by insertion. But then you're Jewish, you're not going to have sex.
Your surname is actually more Jewish than mine.
Thank you.
And you're circumcised.
Apparently,
that's basically all you need.
So now we've picked up some stuff. Now there's a bit of a hygiene-ness to you. You like hygiene, keep clean.
So strange. You love being clean.
Someone to be clean.
Tell us, where did we shower this morning, Eric?
Oh Jesus! Well, there was no water at my house, so we didn't.
Baron and I did not wash our balls this morning.
Great, and
I just
shook your hand.
We actually washed our hands. We washed our hands.
I did hug you.
Did I smell rent?
I often have to think about whether to hug people or shake their hands.
She thought you used my name in there.
Ever since you started comedy?
Ever since I started comedy, because now you shake all the guys' hands. Now I see guys and I just see 10 hands that I'm going to have to shake. Or hug. I don't know. It's a tough one.
You seem to know what goes through your head before a comedy gig. Like, I think there's Gilly. She's got it together. And all you're thinking about is, why does this sound guy think I'm this guy's boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why must I shake all these people's hands? You're not even going through your material.
I don't even shake hands. I do that weird thing.
That
hand smack and then I hug you. That's me.
I never know what shoulders to go in for. And then I end up kissing Donovan Goliath.
Not bad.
So hang on a minute.
You know,
it could be worse.
Yeah. How could that sound like that we were boyfriend and girlfriend when we were literally sitting in a chair chatting? There was no affection. Well, I didn't touch your
knee.
It's
an immediate assumption.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can't be a comedian.
No, it can't be.
Do you this girl comedian thing? Because
it's like if you came with me to a family function and be like, there's no way that's a Jew
or a doctor. You know what? I did get invited to twice times by different people to the Passover meal.
Proper one.
Pesach?
Yeah, Pesach. Well,
where they hide away the kid and they fucking chicken.
They don't hide away
this
a kid.
Is hard.
What do they do?
They hide a piece of matzah and the kids have to find it.
I knew there were kids involved.
Yeah.
Okay, but they made me, when it came, there was a thing that came around, like a tennis racket with a shoe on it. Was I at a Freemason meeting?
I was going to say, this sounds Ku Klux Klan.
I've been at Pesach for 35 years. I've never seen
you've done
a
it for
35. A
okay, there was a rhyme you had to say. Everyone, the thing came around. There was a thing that came around. It looked like a matzo ball or like a plaited hair. Was that the bread, the sweet bread that was hidden away? Was that after dinner? But they assumed that I was Jewish and then they gave it to me and the rhyme was going. So I just Dr. Seuss that shit and rhymed with the previous person with some words that I knew in Yiddish.
Dev,
so I just said Meshugana, Meshugana, Tuchus, Tuchus, and I gave the bread across.
Well done.
Was I right? I was never invited back.
No.
I don't know where you went.
But don't go
her
there.
Name, her name's more Israeli than yours. Her name is Yael.
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 Yeah.
What does that mean? Do
there's a very common
names
Israeli name.
Like
they do.
Names?
They do.
What does Gili mean?
Gil, it's actually Gil.
I mean, Gilad.
Gil is joy.
Huh. I'm not feeling it.
I was waiting for the follow-up. I mean, come on.
Joy to the world.
Joy.
Okay, and then what does ale mean?
I don't know that one.
How's your... So let's talk about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Do you have any
news? Like, my news also just went to shit.
Yeah, like, Eric, how about you tell us your news?
No, fuck it.
Okay, wait, no, we do have news. It's actually now Breakfast Beer Club, if you don't mind. So can we finish up the news? We'll tell you what it means after you've stretched. Do you feel comfortable in the studio?
Yeah, I feel comfortable pretty much everywhere.
That's blazing.
It's a trade I get from my dad.
You just chill? You fit
just
in?
Chills. He'll immediately put his feet up.
Also, you've got a real job. You're like a real proper person. You're not just... I mean, you've got a... You sit in meetings and you take notes and you have...
I never take notes.
But you have proper meetings. You're a business
I have
person.
Meetings.
What is your company called? Did you work
I don't have a company.
You're a freelance director.
I'm a Freemason director.
I thought you were at the chicken fucking expedition.
I'm a writer and a director. That's what I do.
A writer and a director.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's what I do.
So you direct commercials?
I direct some commercials. I direct a lot of corporate stuff. Okay. I only write comedy.
Okay, so that's your writing. Do you write blogs or write comedy for other people?
I write some comedy for other people, who can we say?
Can I shout out? That's Gilly's joke.
Well,
Glenn Beedham and Pam.
Yes, I write all of Glenn Beedham and Pam.
Me too.
Tats and Konzo, Lucy Madenga, Majidoko, Robbie Collins, Eric Janssen.
Trevor Noah.
Hey, she's
lying. I write
lying.
All of their jokes. Yeah.
Okay, we've got a message on the WhatsApp line. What's the WhatsApp line number?
0797482090.
Here we go. Morning, Eric the Viking. During the message. Yeah. Let me finish the message.
Sorry, that's the nickname.
What is Eric the Viking?
Because
I like how Eric doesn't care.
No, the name. My name is of Viking origin, actually. That's why she said Eric the Viking, yeah.
Eric Janssen. It's Dutch.
No. Fuck. Read the WhatsApp, please.
Sorry. Morning. I'll read it in Michelle's voice. Good morning, Eric the Viking, handsome Brandon, and dangerous Dave. And the only female guest that has agreed to come back on the show. You go, girl.
You have agreed. That is Gilly. Can I say my news now?
You can do your news and then back to Gilly in 5 minutes. And then it's Breakfast Beer Club. Just in case someone is actually listening to this, we need to tell them what's next.
Yeah.
News with
No,
Eric
you've
got to
tell them something exciting that's next. You've got to write a hook.
We've got to write that. Like, can you write us something that's coming up next?
Yeah, you've got to be like, something sexy is going to come later. So that's, you know.
Yes.
But now, can you say that he is going to say the news in a sexy way. Go.
This is the news with Eric Janssen.
The Viking.
He's a Viking.
But you don't just say, what's he going to rape and pillage the news now?
Eric will rape and pillage your ear holes.
Please welcome Eric Janssen with the sexiest news you've ever heard.
It's not even that sexy. It was just,
tell us your
sexy news. Actually, the nice things. Eric has news.
One of three things. First thing, Rob Kardashian outed Blac Chyna, who is or was his girlfriend.
What did he out her?
Apparently, she
wasn't
that
Donald Trump who had a problem with China.
She cheated us. She cheated or something, and then he just posted all her nudes, like, and shared a number.
He posted all her nudes.
Did you have a look at? Did you have a look at them?
And he was like, yeah, I did.
Because he moaned about like big nipples.
Look at all of this.
He said her nipples are too big.
I didn't read that far. I was just like, this guy outed this chick, which is very fucking disgusting.
Is that your news?
Second thing in the news, a doctor in Limpopo was arrested because you're selling nyaupe to his patients. I heard this on the news yesterday. Apparently,
and they tried to claim on medical aid
with 12 satchels of nyaupe. Like, guys,
can you earn your discovery like your Apple Watch if you take nyaupe from a registered physician?
This is what busting.
Well, it will increase your heart rate, surely.
Yeah,
so you're
going to
get points for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is nyaupe? What is it a derivative of? Let's educate our overseas listeners. What is
nyaupe? Has no exact composition. It depends where you go.
Hey, we just found out what Eric's on the show for.
You just make fun with fun.
Yeah.
And you get nyaupe.
Yeah, it's like a mix of everything. ARV. Apparently, there's ARVs, there's weed. Those are the main things.
Oh, I see. So you're mixing.
And then from there, you can just go wild. You can add like funky sherbet and crazy pops and, you know, those sweets from.
So Nyope is like the improv of drugs.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to bring it back to comedy.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's also like, so you say yes all the time, and then you have it, and then you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's a surprise.
A positive drug.
It's such a surprise.
So why is everyone against it so much?
I don't know what's going to happen now.
Because there are no people.
Because people that use nyaupe, you've seen them. You know what they look like.
What are they?
And sound like.
Open micers.
They stand.
Do you know, I don't think I've actually ever seen a real one. I've only ever seen comedians doing impersonations
seen a nyaupe head. No. Oh, Mike. Your life. I'm going to show you. Wait. Kitcheners on Tuesday. I'll show you nyaupe heads.
Really?
I'll show you.
Do you do all the clubs by the way? Do you do Kitcheners Poppies? You there doing stuff? Or still open mic?
Yeah.
Well, we all do open mic.
Did Mo pay you? Did Mo pay you on Saturday? That was a lack of gig.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And also, we'll talk about Black Chyna's nipples. That kind of thing, outing your ex or something like that.
Last how thing in the news.
Mature is Robert? Oh, you got three things.
Yeah, there was a third thing.
Okay,
yeah,
go.
What's the third thing?
There was a hostage situation at Cash Crusaders in Cape Town yesterday. Yeah, I don't understand why Cash Crusaders specifically.
There's always a hostage situation at Cash Crusaders.
I want it should always be. For my guitar. I can only give you 20. Amen. I'm not going anywhere until
someone,
I get my phone.
I reckon a girl or a guy took something of someone else's and put it in there. I think that they were just
went back to
in the shop where the hostage situation took place. It wasn't because of a cash transaction.
No, I was just like,
it just happened to be. And then the guy said, I'm keeping these people here until I get my
500 for my guitar.
My DVDs.
And that was CSR Dave.
Have you ever been to Cash Crusaders, Cash Converters?
Yes.
I have. I bought the guitar and then a week later it was stolen. Out of my house. Yeah.
Then did you go find it at Cash Crusaders?
No, it wasn't.
You know that's where it
that's how it happened.
No, Nyaupe Boys actually broke in and stole it.
Really?
Stole your guitar.
I
not
feel
just
like they're a band, the Nyaupe Boys, and they're your friends.
They stole
Nyaupe.
They broke. It was weird. They only broke into one room of the house. They broke into our lounge area. So they broke in. They took my guitar. They took a hi-fi.
Well, because they're trying to form a band, I told you.
And a whole bunch of other shit that we needed in the house.
So hang on, if you're a guy who owns a shop that sells luggage and bags, if five guys walk in look smelling of Nyaupe and they buy really large suitcases, they're not going on a holiday. And the one guy's like,
how do you know?
Can you fit a hi-fi into the suitcase? Well, yes you can.
I need a suitcase that fits exactly a hi-fi.
And the guitar.
What year, sir?
Nyaupe boys are forever
now
on
listen,
an adventure.
I'm figuring out now, in a colored home, the Wi-Fi is kind of like the shrine. That's where the music
happens.
Yeah,
that's where the music comes from, especially like
and you've got
Sunday
a NAD amplifier.
And now, no, it was
banging
all of
some speakers.
A shitty old thing that they stole. It was broken, actually.
Those guys aren't paying attention.
And now
like
they're
going to
be angry.
That's their problem. They broke in.
So hang on, so can you play the guitar?
I was learning, actually.
No, because he doesn't have one.
No, yeah,
so
thank
sad.
You.
Yeah. Thank
you, yeah. I started learning.
He's sitting in his room and he's got his hands like this, like something's missing.
That reminds me, you know what? My ex-boyfriend stole my guitar. Do you want to go get it from him? You can have it if you get it back.
Oh, sure.
Do you want
please,
what else do you want us to
you.
Get from him? Your nudes.
Before he posts
you know,
them online.
Do you have nice nipples?
Can I tell you something? Do you have nice nipples?
Stunning nipples. Hairy.
That's the thing about nudes. I don't know why anyone sends them.
No.
Well, why did you send those? Was that not you then? Because you cut the head off.
Yes.
So that wasn't even you.
No.
Well, now I'm paint me disappointed. I'm not getting that wank.
It was a test. It was a test.
Oh my god!
Actually, okay, so you passed because you didn't post them online.
So
now
you want
now I'll send you real ones.
We'll talk about nudes now from Roberts. So that's three stories. You got a hostage situation at Cash Crusaders in Cape Town.
Yeah.
You've got a Rob Kardashian being childish
in
news.
The
oh
situation.
Shit! And then the fourth thing. But everyone's talking about this now. The issue about Miss South Africa wearing gloves.
Oh, I only saw the headline and I was like, I can't even.
No.
She was cold.
No. The thing is, fuck.
She was handling food, right?
No, yeah, she was handling food. And
that's
the thing
clever.
Is. People just people took the one picture completely out of context and they put it next to a picture of her with white kids and she wasn't wearing gloves. Then I was like, but guys, come on, man. Then I went and I
you know what happened?
Up,
someone would have given
was,
her those gloves and said, please, we're dealing with wear these hairnets and gloves like you did at McDonald's.
She rocked up in Alex to do a soup drive.
Okay.
And then beforehand, she was taking pictures with everybody, not wearing the gloves. Then they started working
like
and then there were pictures of her and all the people that were working, all of them wearing gloves. And then she started taking pictures.
That's
of
a reach. Yes. It's a major reach.
I actually have a set of those gloves in my house. You've seen. I've got a... Jude digs them.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with them.
What? Latex gloves? Just
latex gloves.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just going
to
say,
well,
that's...
My mom has those. My mom has a whole box of them in the kitchen.
See?
Yeah,
exactly. I just like
my
that
dad
sound.
Is, but that's not...
so the blood doesn't get on her.
Yeah. She uses it... She's very well manicured, my mother. You know.
Is your mother Miss South Africa?
No.
Okay. Second question for our guest this morning. Do you like being interviewed? Do you even give a fuck? Like it's 2015, it's now 2017. You've been on this podcast twice times.
Yeah.
That's big, hey? You're going big.
I've hit the big time.
Jeez, you're going
I've hit
places.
It. When you asked me if I wanted to be here today, I was like, it's definitely not because all the other comedians are in Grahamstown.
Did
it's
you even
because of merit.
We do. We have to up our Israeli quotient because it's E-E-E. Israeli.
That silence is everyone just going.
I'm trying to do the alphabet maths.
Yeah.
Okay, so hang on. So you got those are some interesting stories.
Yeah.
David Beckham kissed his daughter on the lips.
Why is this
tongue
news?
Or
that
no tongue?
A massive story, with, bigger than Miss South Africa with gloves.
With tongue or no tongue?
I don't, the picture's him on
like
Instagram. He's kissing his daughter on the lips. Like, and then the English people more than in the world, but they went mad, like proper.
Yeah, but that's because English people pat their children on the heads.
Yeah, exactly.
English people don't even say hello to each other.
They don't know who their kids are. Each other.
What David, the hell? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, David? David.
That's David. Are we speaking David? Like David?
David Beckham. Like David.
No, that's somebody reprimanding David.
I would kiss David Beckham on the lips.
All I was doing was trying to take a picture.
Just to get some Instagram. Even me.
I'd slip some tongue.
Okay, and then news. Also, Brandon, sports news. Can you tell us when does Premier League start?
No idea.
20. It starts at the end of August.
No one.
Oh, you're going to talk about sports now?
No one cares.
Oh, you're going to. Don't be like that now.
No, I am like that.
I will handshake you and give you money.
That sounded very horrible.
The
handshake is dope though. Because
were you
a
sporty
like
person? A, non-sporty, you just don't dig it.
No, I'm a female. I was a bit of a sporty person, but a lazy one.
Explain. Please, for the kids.
Where were you?
I'm very lazy, like physically. I'm a lazy person.
Were you at school in South Africa? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
What school? King David.
I started at King David. I did. I ended up at Crawford.
Wow. I don't know. How do you end up at Crawford?
Sorry, you just walk down the road, basically.
Is it like if you're good at King David, they said this is a Crawford one?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
If you're bad at King David, they go, please go to Crawford.
Yeah. If you don't know that at Pesach there is no tennis racket and shoe, they send you to Crawford.
Oh, really? Okay. So that's I would have been sent to Crawford.
Yeah. But now, seriously, in sports news, the protests still suck. That's about all.
That's Ben Kospinski.
I mean, they still bowl no balls every other ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have
WhatsApps.
We have a WhatsApp, but it's not for our show. It's for the next show. Sex talk, open, honest, non-judgmental sex education, and the WhatsApp line, 079.
Yeah. We've got a story about Johnson to tell people. So
what's your story about? Do you say we as in all three of us? John T. Or just you?
We saw his car.
I don't think he's
not even listening.
He doesn't listen to
John
us.
Does so
John
T
does the sex show. Yes. And he came here the other day, and his car.
Come on,
Eric.
You said sex show just before saying came.
Ah, okay. That's not my fault. He arrived here in his car. Turns out he takes his job so seriously, even his car's into bondage.
His car's into bondage because he had
a piece of
rope.
He's tied a rope around to keep his exhaust on. He's tied it to
send
the bull
picture
bar.
Of that
we're going to put it on. We'll put it on the Twitter machine for you guys to have seen.
But you have to wonder how he gets sex after that.
Because who would date a guy with the exhaust tied to the car?
You see, the thing is, what you guys don't know is John T is so good at what he does
that he can deal even with the handicap.
No, yeah, I feel like this guy just adds shit to his life to make it more difficult to get him.
Nice.
He's just doing it. I believe he just wear Crocs.
Can we have some sort of a?
It's great.
A moment. Like, we just had a moment. Eric contributed comedy news to the podcast. The Just Now Comedy News is now a thing.
No, the thing is, I try. It's because I kept forcing. Every other week, I just don't have energy because I go to bed at like 3 because I play online games. Last night, I went to bed at 11, motherfucker. Well, I'm here!
And also, I must say, last night, the staff meeting happened at 8 o'clock, not 1 o'clock in the morning.
Did we have a staff meeting?
Well, over the phone. Okay. I was cooking dinner.
Wait, are you guys the staff?
Yeah.
Surely you have to be paid to be staff.
Yeah, well, nice.
No, we...
Okay, so you guys had a meeting, so you came up with some news?
No. We didn't have a meeting.
That was nice for the listener. He got himself some... But we didn't have an opinion on any of the news. We just told them the news.
Information. Okay, cool. We can actually tie
all
four stories together.
And now we're just patting ourselves on the back for doing it.
You're going to tie all four stories together?
We can tie all four stories together by saying, if you are going to go to Cash Crusaders, make sure that you wear gloves.
With your nudes.
Because if somebody takes pictures of you in the nude, it could end up in social media and people could misconstrue it completely. I don't know what misconstrue
And there's nothing more embarrassing. There's really nothing more embarrassing than people posting a nude photo of you
wearing gloves.
In cash converters.
In cash converters.
No, I mean,
gloves, I don't understand why women don't know that men are eventually going to post their nudes. Like, I don't.
Have yours been posted? Do you feel bad that yours haven't?
I've never sent one for that exact reason.
Yeah.
Do you know how I've questioned this thing? I'm like, is this guy going to one day post this? And then I go, yes, he is.
100%.
And then I don't send the thing.
Yeah. And it's not hard. Just don't do it.
So logical.
I have millions of pictures of myself on my phone just sitting there.
Yeah.
So you got a library in the cloud.
You just have an overflow of nudes waiting to be sent.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm just waiting for a time where men don't post the
nudes. I was sent a nude and I actually thought, you're waiting for a time.
Also known as never.
That is so blazing.
Can Brandon and I send you some of our nudes? Are you okay with that?
Please don't.
Will you post them?
I absolutely will not post them or look at them. In fact, from now on, I'm not answering, opening any message from you. Just in case.
Gilly, I've got a gig for you, but take a look at this first.
Yeah, what do you think of this?
topic. Here's your script.
Great.
This is so fun.
I would never open a script from Dev.
No, this is so.
And also, I don't take because normal, I take from the top, from the angle. So you don't actually. You'll open and say, "What is this? A tortoise eating a straw?"
And it'd be so fucked up. It'd be like, here's a script, and then it'd be an actual.
Hey, what do you think of this?
No, it's not a script. It's a penis.
Open it, penis.
So that's what guys must do is they must say to, "I don't want your nudes. I would like to. I'm doing a study of a so that
human
how do they get them? How do they get them to do it? How do they get the nudes? Or how do they do that?
I don't know,
dude. Like this is not something we should be doing.
It's volunteered.
No, yeah, it's volunteered.
No, I think it's volunteered. I don't think it's always asked for.
We should be educating the people.
Unsolicited.
How to get nudes? How to get nudes? Or how not?
No, just send. We should be sending the message: don't do it.
Oh, is that what we?
If I leave here with one
community service,
one woman today gets the message: don't send nudes.
And now, and a community public service announcement from Gilly Apter.
Women.
Shh, wait, we need music.
It's a great pleasure to have all of you here today. I thought you all might begin your tour here.
Go ahead, Giddy.
Dear women, please. Please only send nudes if you absolutely want them on the internet.
Excellent. I like that message. Yeah.
What about... No, hold up. Be humble.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Only send nudes if you are okay with them being all over the internet. Yeah, if you're okay with them being public.
But is there...
No.
What you want to do is this. This is what you want to do. You want to think of the worst thing a man does and then work backwards from there. Not the other way around.
So are you single at the moment?
Wow.
I am.
Because I like to think of you and then lazy. I work backwards as well.
I'm not quite sure if that's what you're saying is a good thing or a bad thing.
Backwards.
That's bad.
I can't even do
that
the emotional so maths on
yeah,
that one.
That is so bad.
You don't want to.
You don't want to.
You don't
all
want
the time.
To. You're gonna end up upset.
Yeah, no, it's just going to make
sense. You're right, you see. I didn't follow my own rule.
It's 9:35:22. If you are listening to this 4 weeks from now, it's not 9:35 where you are. Just to make that clear. Because
yeah.
I heard some guys say, I was in the gym listening to your podcast.
Or if you're in England, don't they have
2 hours
daylight saving something?
I don't know. They should have the test match saving if they can, possibly. So now, what we've done is we had this thing called Breakfast Beer Club where we talk about beer for a second. But it's not a main thing. The reason why we do it is most comedians, when I started out back in the 80s, we got paid in beer. You guys can have a bar account. Did you ever have those gigs?
No.
You haven't had those yet?
Maybe I haven't. I didn't know it.
No, you didn't know about that.
Yeah.
What happened was back in the day,
we never had that.
A club owner would have a gig and he'd say, "We want a comedy night. Can you organize it?" I say, "Okay, well, are we getting paid?" "No, you guys can have a meal account and you can have a drinks account at the bar." So each comedian would have like $150 for the drinks, and then you could order pizza or anything off the side of the menu. So the first my open mic gigs were pizza and beer. So we got really fat and drunk.
Great.
Then what happened was some of the comedians have you never been drunk?
I know, I just don't want to be fat.
No, the pizza.
Do you notice I didn't ask.
Nice.
Does this comedy make me look fat?
It will in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't.
But then there
yourself.
Were some comedians that used to take that allowance, send it with $150 per comedian, and then tell the barman, "I'm buying drinks for so and so and so and so," and then drink it all up. So when you got to the bar, your stuff was your drinks tab was gone.
Crazy.
And Darren
crazy
Moore,
days.
That's why Darren Moore doesn't get those gigs anymore.
Crazy days of comedy.
Rock stars.
What do you get now? There's no bar. You have to sit at the back. You get paid in a dirty.
You get
money.
Slapped as well.
Who slapped you? As long as I had gloves on, you said it's okay. So, a Breakfast Beer Club brought to you by Brandon McKay. Students want a beer song.
Well, so we're not tasting a beer today.
Well, we're not allowed to because they said you can't.
We were discussing whether beer is healthy last night.
It is. Does it?
I mean, what good does it do besides make you dance?
Wasted.
I've never quite understood beer because.
I never understood alcohol.
I'll tell you what I don't understand.
Have you taken the time to get to know beer?
Not just put beer in the friend zone. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Dave talks about beer like it's his children.
Yeah.
What's wrong with beer and talking to it?
I have spoken to a beer or two in my day.
What is your thing? What's your poison?
I drink a lot of wine.
Red wine.
I think so.
So you drink.
But I like other drinks. I like vodka. I like.
But then why don't we turn this into breakfast?
I said breakfast tequila club will be much more fun.
I like tequila. I do like tequila.
But no one wants to take me up on this.
Because no one's going to remember.
Yeah.
No game, 100%.
The main thing is that we talk responsibly about this. So if you are drinking, take an Uber, get your stuff. But what we found is some benefits of beer. So we'll next week we'll do benefits of vodka. What are the benefits of beer?
Oh, shit. Vodka has so many benefits. Holy shit, I can do a whole hour on just vodka. No, I'm kidding. Let's do this thing.
Jeez.
Get out. No. Go,
just
Brandon.
The benefits
of
vodka.
Nah, about 30 minutes, not an hour. Let's hear it.
Makes a great car, petrol bomb, vodka bomb.
It works as a disinfectant for most shit, actually.
So we're going to just go through. Dave and I found a few benefits.
Go for it.
Did you know that beer will lower your blood pressure?
No, I didn't.
Now
what is good blood pressure? How low?
Can you go?
I don't know.
With the blood pressure.
What is good?
Low.
No. Well, yeah, that must be good if they're saying it lowers it.
It's okay, some so fraction.
Maybe my watch can tell us.
120
you
over
got a fucking iWatch or something.
Yeah. 120 over
in one study.
Over 60
Harvard researchers found that something. Moderate beer drinkers are less likely to develop high blood pressure than those who sip wine or cocktails.
Is it maybe because of the salt content, which gives you blood pressure?
And also,
they just really just say that.
And also, okay.
that's
just,
all I got.
You're just reading it.
Yeah. And also, they swap blood pressure for gout, so you're still losing at the end of the day.
Okay,
so
I never really understood blood pressure.
So fuck your heart, you're going to lose a leg.
I'm going to call. I'm going to call bullshit on this next one.
Okay,
go for
see
it.
Clearer. A Guinness a day could keep the eye doctor away. I drink a lot of beer. I'm fucking
no,
blind.
But you don't drink Guinness though.
You don't drink Guinness. Is it maybe? Is this maybe a name? Is this
a
from the Guinness website?
Start.
Can
the increases
better.
Antioxidant.
I would argue the opposite.
Activity that can stop cataracts from forming in the eyes.
Actually. Okay, that's. I'll take that.
Oh yeah.
But I often drink. I often drink and then I get blurry.
Yeah, well, that's actually the beer working. It's cleaning.
Oh no, sorry,
the
I drink
eyes.
Off. It's the beer working.
Yeah. That's like
the
first, cleaning the
when you,
eyes.
When you first
so
spray your windscreen,
going away.
You first spray your windscreen. It's
exactly.
Messy,
yes.
and then it comes clearer.
Then you can see
sounds
clearer.
Sounds like that makes a whole lot of sense.
The beer has gone.
Yeah.
So you can see clearer.
Yes.
Now,
how come you don't have beer here while you're talking about
the
beer?
We're
not allowed to.
Oh really?
We used to get very drunk on the show.
Really?
Fired.
We got told no.
We got told no more
drinking. I arrive just after the end of the good days.
Ooh.
Hey?
So what must we do
now? Oh yeah, the last time she was here,
comedy.
You weren't here. It was, it was a dope time. Yeah.
It was the good old days.
No, I mean like comedy, there was beer, now there isn't.
Yeah, don't worry, I must.
Listen, comedy these days is a little bit very serious, I think.
It's quite serious.
It's quite a serious thing. Like you arrive, I got shat on in Durban before I'd even done anything wrong. I did a comedy show in Durban and what's his name? The Durban on fire dude?
Jim Atkins
says, Dave, please don't get drunk. And please, if you're going to bring a guest, please put the guest on the list. So I'm like, what do you mean? Says, if you bring a girl back
to
the hotel room.
I don't know anyone.
I'm like, I want their names. I said, fuck, if I bring a girl to a hotel room, I also want two names. Like, I got told, I'm not allowed to get drunk. I'm not allowed. And I'm like, Jim, what have you heard about me? Says, no, I've heard you like quite out of hand. I'm like, bro, I'm 47. I'm not out of hand. I'm going to just.
I'm old.
Just give me some time to chill and relax.
I don't see you like that.
As out of hand?
Yeah.
I'm quite
Gilly,
together.
Don't do this.
No, Gilly?
No, okay. Gilly.
But,
yeah, no.
But he is.
You don't get a name like Dangerous Dave.
No, I guess not. I guess not.
Do it.
Okay, so.
Do we have any more WhatsApp?
Benefit number three.
Oh, benefits. Yeah.
Get an instant confident boost. But I mean, this is just.
Nah.
Yeah, but you don't just. You can get that from any alcohol.
Yeah, you
so
can
they say
get that from any substance.
Researchers found that the more drinks people consumed, the more attractive they found themselves. No
themselves.
Shit.
That
is
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, man, I've had this.
Hey, you're
it's so obvious though.
You're
that's
so
quite stupid.
That's like so you could actually like go, okay, I'm actually only three beers ugly. Or wait, like Jesus,
no, that's
I'm like a 10 beers ugly kind of guy. I have to drink 10 beers before I can look.
I improve exponentially by my own drinking and the drinking of others.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like walking up to somebody in the bar and going, "Hey."
But then you want to,
you
know,
should have seen
it has
before.
There's a curve, exactly. But there's a curve, you know. You have to get to the top of that curve, and then you want to leave just as you're about to
stop
because it can get messy.
Yeah. Then after that, it just becomes destructive.
Eric, this one's for you. Recover faster.
From what?
A beer could also aid in workout recovery, according to Spanish studies. Students who exercised until their body temperatures reached 104 degrees and then had them rehydrate with beer or water.
Eric's concentrating really hard.
This is so nice.
As it turns out, people at a post-workout pint were slightly more hydrated than those who had H2O.
Slightly.
I like the fact that there's something called a post-workout pint.
Yeah, what a pleasure. Well, I came
I
other night
on
I
the
went
treadmill
to,
and I was
the
told
other
to
night
stop.
I went upstairs
it's
to the gym.
Pre-workout pint.
I came
you went
downstairs
to the gym. No?
Remember, you were down and then me and the other person came down. We had pre after workout tequilas.
pre-after workout tequila.
After workout, so we started with one and we ended with one and we worked out.
I love how your brain buffered words out as you're speaking. Yeah. You're like, yeah, we went upstairs to the gym. And when we came down from the workout, we had pre-workout tequila.
We went for a run and we came down at a tequila.
The person that visits that place that we live at, you see, drinks a lot of tequila.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I was taking my kid to bed in my arms, and I was taking him to bed, and I was told, Dave, do you want a tequila? It's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, people knew during these workouts. If just randomly,
we worked out in close.
Eric's coming to the house for a meeting because we're having a proper staff meeting. I'm sick of you guys having your own staff meetings.
We didn't have a staff meeting.
You and Eric were on the phone.
It was me and you on the phone.
I was shouting.
Please don't invite me to the staff meeting. Please not.
Mom hates it when we fight.
My facial expression changed when he's like, "No, Eric is coming to the house." I was like, "Ah, shit."
If you come to the house, you know what's nice? We'll have the meeting in the gym.
Coming to the office.
I was supposed to.
Yeah, why didn't you come to the office?
I'm not going to lie. Like, I just forgot.
No, you said you had something. Came up.
That was on when? Thursday
you were going to come
through. Thursday I was going to come through, but then something didn't happen.
Did we not have the office all sorted out? We had
something came up.
One of the interns is vacuuming the Cliff Central studio. I didn't know that.
Yeah, here we go now.
Gareth was just washing the floor.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
Is it spring cleaning?
Someone killed someone back.
Oh, there's chalk drawing and everything. Everybody, Gilly, any gigs coming up for you? with the dirty money.
You know what happened?
Tell me.
On the 15th of July.
Is this part of news?
No, this is
part of my personal news.
Okay, go.
I'll be on like whenever during the week, wherever. But
no, but you got to be specific.
No, listen to me.
No, she performs.
Listen to me.
So you're from Poppies, Kitcheners, Parkers, whatever.
But on the 15th of July, I'm doing my first paid spot at the Goliath Club.
Hey,
I got a promotion.
Eric's clapping. You know why he's clapping?
Why?
Because he hasn't got the bell.
You should have a little bell with you. I'm going to get you a charm bracelet.
I thought you were on my side and then you just fucked me over as well. I'm fucking leaving. Fuck, I'm done with this.
You're not going anywhere.
Yes. Eric, have you got a shower at your house? Because Brandon and I are coming to your house.
I don't have a shower, actually. We're getting a shower next week. Actually. Oh, shit. This is incredible.
This is news.
Yeah.
This just in. Eric is getting a shower.
We don't.
That is news.
Even Sia's like, oh, my God, he doesn't have a shower. Yeah, I never wash. Ever. Ever. I just exist.
Sia, can you believe this?
You know that if albinos wash. Been loving off. If albinos wash, it causes an eclipse.
Jesus. And also, mermaids like the bath better.
Who likes the bath?
Mermaids.
So, Gilly, how do you know you're getting your first paid? How do you know you're getting your first paid slot?
I like that.
You know that you're getting your first paid slot at Goliath Club.
Yeah. How do I know?
Is the club real or is it the one upstairs again? How does that work?
The venue.
It's at the venue.
But the venue was full that night, and we had to work in like a little room upstairs.
Yeah.
Is that just the way it is?
If it's no, full, sometimes
if it's packed
like
for a corporate event, then you go upstairs. The upstairs one was more intimate, though, I found.
It's nice, yeah.
Okay, cool.
The actual venue one is weird because you had a very high elevation. Place, people are like, oh my God, my neck. The whole show through. It's weird.
So they're not lower than stage?
But it's dope. But the stage looks cool.
It's a dope stage. Mm. It really is.
Because it is a stage.
He works there, so he's going to say nice things about it.
No, I'm not going to say nice things. I'm just going to keep going. I don't know. Like it's, I feel like the whole, it's just too elevated,
so
man.
Do you get paid? You get it's your job. You paid to work there?
Yeah.
Sure.
See, Eric, the reason Dave is responding like this is because Dave's not used to getting paid.
I still get a pizza and a beer.
Yeah. Dave thinks that is still what you get paid for comedy. Just gets much more pizza and more beer.
Are the beer facts gone now? Is there no more?
Well, we've moved on, haven't we?
Not really.
Beer facts.
Okay.
Are they done?
So you look handsomer. Your blood pressure's lower. So while I'm sitting there having a beer, I'm fully healthy,
fully
interacting with people.
Seeing clearly.
I'm handsome. I'm seeing clearly. Lorraine has gone.
It helps with bone density. You can prevent a fracture.
My bones are getting denser.
Yeah.
Fractures
once
are
again.
Being fixed.
So basically, Eric, you should be drinking beer, bro.
You're like Wolverine, basically.
You're not going to break any bones.
You are Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
The more beer you drink, the closer
you
become to Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackoff. All right, so now, Gilly, let's talk about this female comedy conundrum.
Okay.
When I was doing a gig in somewhere in Sandton, a corporate gig at a golf club, and some guy came to me and said, "Where are the funny chick comedians. Where? So I was like, all right,
did somebody really say that to you?
Big time, asking me, like, where are they? So I said, well, do you go to comedy clubs?
I like that.
What comedy clubs do you go to? And I asked him some questions. He said, well, I haven't seen them, any of them on Comedy Central. So I said, hang on a minute.
Okay.
Go to the comedy clubs and go and see. Other than trying to differentiate and keep saying female comedians, just talk about comedians.
But in fact, I know that
try
that
and
tell sounds
him to talk about comedians.
Off, but that guy is actually asking a great question.
Exactly.
Because most people don't even think to ask that question.
So what are they saying? So where
nothing.
Are
no,
so
they don't think it. They don't think it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they don't think
so. That's a start.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
better.
He
might be misogyny, but he's like a misogynist.
He's paying attention.
With attention.
Yeah. He wants to know where we are.
An empowering misogynist.
So Gilly. Yeah.
He doesn't really care where we are, but I like that he thought about
it. Were you inspired by comedians when who told you you were funny and said, hey, you must go do this shit? Who's your mentor?
Well, I don't know. I think I wanted to do this for a long time and I was just really? Too scared for the longest time. Yeah.
And those, that's the, what is it, something lives on the other side of fear? Success.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's more than, it's not about success. It's about like doing something that's like,
so in the back of your mind, it's always bugging you.
The thing that you need to be doing in the world. Yeah.
So I'm not saying
I've always wanted to do entertainment and I've always wanted it to be comedy. Always. I just never could break through the thing of being a performer. Like, for me, it was always, oh, do it through the writing,
so
do it through directing.
Where was your first gig?
My first gig was at the Box.
Ah.
Yeah.
And who was that person that said, go, go, go?
So
was
I, so Nick Rabinowitz, who I work with and write for many, many years.
Where did you meet Nick?
I met Nick. We were going to do an SABC show together. The show never got made, but Nick and I carried on working together many years
ago. Every SABC show.
Basically.
Even the ones that do get made shouldn't get made.
Exactly. So I met Nick many, many years ago. Then I carried on working with him. And then he, for many years, has encouraged me to try and do this thing. He's like, do it, do it, do it. When are you going to do it? You should do it, you should do it, you should do it. And then one night I went...
So we say Nick gave you a bit of some wings.
Major.
That key, that freedom.
Major. But Nick also introduced me to every single contact that I have when it comes to writing, or promoted me for every single job, like got me through the door of every, like my first writing job, every job after that.
Nick, really. Nick's fearless. He's got, he has no fear. He'll get up and do his comedy no matter where he is, wherever. He's really got, he's fearless. That's what I like about Nick. He hasn't got that voice in his head going, this isn't going to work.
I think you're wrong. I don't know a single comedian who doesn't have those thoughts.
Those thoughts, their thoughts
Nick
of
too,
failure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
How?
But I went to a corporate gig with Nick once.
He invited you with to come and.
Sometimes, every now and again, I'll go with him.
Okay.
It's rare, but sometimes I'll go with him.
And you're going with as a writer to go and see him do his style and see how your jokes are playing out.
Yes, and also like, oh, you know what you should do? Do this thing, okay. Do that. What, you know, this is funny. Whatever. Like to
that's
talk.
Quite professional of Nick to have like that's very American.
It's very professional. Yeah. And anyway, the gig that I went to with him, Jason and Donovan were at that gig. And then...
As the corporate entertainers.
They
were
all co-hosting, the three of them. And that's when I met Jason and Donovan. And then we were sitting together and one of them said to me, why don't you do stand-up? And then Nick was like, you see?
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, you should definitely do it. And they spoke to me about it. And then they were like, okay, well, when you're ready, we'll give you a spot at the Box.
At the Box.
So... I would go to the Box week after week, and every time I'd come out the door, Jason would go. And then I booked today.
Well, I think that Jason's got the right idea there, because not only that question, where are the female comedians? They are there, but no one's saying, hey, you know what, come and do
your
thing.
So I think it would have been another year, maybe.
There's a lot of stories. What you're speaking about now are Sarah Silverman stories, so many of them. And as you said, it's not just female comics. It's a guy going,
I'm funny,
where do I get the chance? And then people like Jason or Nick saying, have a go. I'm the opposite. I find someone funny. I say, you should really become a doctor or a plumber or something. Like, fuck you.
Do something with your life.
I'm not having fun when people come on stage with me.
I think that Nick would have convinced me to do it eventually, but Jason and Donovan went, come.
Well,
we
also
have this stage.
They also have
the
venue and the stage, and that's why they have it there, so they can discover new talent and stuff. I spoke to Joe recently. He said the open micers were coming there on recommendation, coming to the club. People
Jurassic.
They were paying $150 to watch the shows on Fridays and Saturdays. And he says the open micers just weren't of the standard that they're on stage for. It's okay to say I'm an open micer, but he said I want a little bit of a transition where an open mic act is delivering some fairly good material. So now what he does, he says on Monday nights, the club's open, come and do the open mics.
I'll tell you what happened.
Is it someone fucked out?
This is what's happened. I went to an audition
this
for an open
news,
spot
Eric.
At
this is news.
Jurassic
I
Parker
went for
spot.
An audition for an open spot at Parker's.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
It was a Monday.
Yeah, that's Monday night. The one, yeah.
And what it was, Dave, was
a fuck show.
It was a pit of death. It was a funeral for comedians. Yeah. That's what it was. We arrived, and then
has he ever done it again?
This was recent. This was about 2 months ago. Or a month ago.
Still does it.
But I don't think it's every Monday. It's like once a month or something. And Joe Parker has a microphone, and then a list in order of how you arrived. And then he sits in the middle, and he's like, Gilly Apter. And then you come on, you do your 5 minutes, you die, and then you go on.
So you reckon any comedian would actually die in that situation? It's not a
healthy... I'll tell you, a handful of comedians did okay, but I'm telling you, it was like, yeah, exactly, there was no chance of survival.
And also the audience are comedians.
All the audience was comedians, so like, and a handful of people that family members...
I did a comedy
club
in New York, and the guy said, do you want to do 5 minutes? And I said, look at the audience, it's all comedians sitting there with their notepads.
Yes, I went to a gig like that in New York.
Not a chance I'm going on stage.
I went to a gig like that in New York, it was one of the saddest things
I've ever seen. And also, Senna, you are one of the funniest comedians in the world. The organist sitting there going, fuck, that's a great joke. And that's now theirs. But they just have to adapt it slightly. No, that's not cool then.
It was not cool.
It's not the right situation.
It was not cool. But I booked an open spot, you know?
That's crazy.
Though I died. But I think, yeah.
But that's cool.
You know, like, what's the Goliaths do at
the
box?
Is that the process to get an open spot?
They put you on a list. They call you up one after the next. No music. No host. No nothing. And just no host, no music. Everyone and the whole audience is nervous comedians.
That's
so where do you think the advantage, let's talk about the pros and cons.
Yeah.
The cons are that there's no host, there's no music. You're coming on, you're being shouted at like almost like an audition.
There's no chance.
Yes. So it's not actually an open mic spot. That is an open mic audition.
It's audition.
And it's in the club. There are human beings that have paid to come, or is it free?
No.
So a person,
it's free.
Can my mom come and sit in the
audience? It's free. But nobody knows about it. So what happens is family members or people or friends of the comedians will come. No, right. You won't.
No, you'll
but
just
I'm just saying
you don't have 5 friends.
I don't have 5 friends who would come to Monte Casino on a Monday night, because my friends have self-respect.
My friends just don't have money. But yeah, it's like, get
out. We all have our problems. Yeah.
You know.
It's an audition.
You got 1 minute left to the show. Okay. So how will it? How do you think it should? I'm not saying I'm going to give advice to Joe Parker because you can't do it.
No, but look what they did
at the
box.
I think you want to give the thing the best chance of survival, but that's a different thing. This is an audition for an open spot, which I think is a good idea, but then get maybe a host, DJ.
Get a couple of people host there.
And advertise that it's a free night.
Okay, so why don't you step forward as the host of that night?
Because I'm not good enough to be a host, I don't think. No, I don't have hosting
qualities. On that night, you would learn without the fear, you'd have a net. You'd be able to learn how to host.
That's a good idea.
So why don't you say, listen, this thing isn't working, it needs a host. And even if you just go up there and don't comment on the previous act, because it's not going to help the act.
No.
But just to say,
it's a good idea, actually.
So do it.
Yeah, I stole phone Parker's and get open spots.
You're so lucky.
No, fuck it, I just rock.
No, but I mean, it's still an opportunity. You got to do the thing, right? You got to take any opportunity.
Can we have you back? Because there's so much progress having an intelligent human being on the show.
I've enjoyed this so much.
You've really stretched out. Hey?
No, you came here.
Please stop.
I enjoy stretching. It's still the morning.
The outline. I can see the whole vibes there. Please stop sending. Okay, stop sending each other nudes.
I mean,
the show was going well.
When you wake up sometimes, do you go? Do you say to yourself, myself, what is wrong with me?
Never, ever. Are you mad? I wake up and say, damn, can I be any more perfecter?
You should have seen me three years ago.
That was the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Callback.
Say goodbye, Eric.
Yeah, goodbye, Eric.
Okay, Gilly, please come back to the show sometime.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
Really, you're being sincere.
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon, are you going to get drunk this afternoon?
Sorry?
I'm off to judo camp.
You're going to judo camp. I'm going to go drink tequila.
Oh, boy.
Well done.
My name is Dangerous Dave. This has been the Just Now Comedy
Podcast.
We'll
see you just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.